A prayer for our children, Psalms 91 plus. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Grace to our children, a peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Evening and morning and at noon we will pray and cry aloud, and he, the God of all grace, shall hear our voice. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, as an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we ask the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant to our children and their family that they dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Our children shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord is their rock and their fortress and their deliverer, their God, their strength in whom they shall trust, their shield and the horn of their salvation, their stronghold. In Christ we pray, our children and their people, will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall they and their house and their nation be saved from their enemies. The Lord is their refuge and their fortress, their God. In him our children and their people shall trust. Surely he shall deliver them and their people from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him, shall cover our children and their family with his feathers, and under his wings they and their people shall take refuge. His truth shall be their shield and buckler. Our children and their family shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at their side, and 10,000 at their right hand, but it shall not come near our children and their house and their nation. Only with their eyes shall they look and see the reward of the wicked. Nothing wicked shall cling to our children and their family. A perverse heart shall depart from them and their people. They will not know wickedness. May the God of righteousness help our children and their family to be well versed and wise in what is good and innocent and guileless of evil. The Most High shall be their dwelling place. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom was crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him our children and their family shall be planted in the house of the Lord, and they shall flourish in the courts of our God. In Christ we pray that our children and their people may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of their life. No evil shall befall our children and their family, nor shall any plague come near their dwelling. Thanks be to God, who has given his angels charge over our children and their family, to keep them in all their ways. In their hands they shall bear them up, lest they dash their foot against a stone. Our children and their people shall not stumble, for God, their refuge and strength, is a strong tower from their enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of power, our children and their family shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent they shall trample underfoot. Let our children and their people set their love upon God, and he will deliver them and their people and set them on high. In Christ we pray our children will know his name and a call upon the Lord, and he will be with them and theirs in a time of trouble. God, our faithful God, will deliver our children and their family and honor them. With long life he shall satisfy them and show them and their people his salvation. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. May the Lord God arise and have mercy on our children and their family, for the time to favor them has come. The children of his servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before him. According to his word, may the Lord let it be to our children and their family for 1,000 generations. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, we will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the great high priest, we ask and receive these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.